I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Crispy falafel with creamy tahini. Savory black bean burritos with Mexican rice and guacamole. Butternut squash ravioli tossed with sage and roasted hazelnuts. This list of rich, flavorful plant-based meals could go on and on. But many restaurants have few vegetarian options, and descriptions of those entrees often focus on what the meals lack instead of what they're made of.
They're talking about what is not in the meal. So think about vegan or meatless or even dairy-free.
Eve Turow-Paul of the nonprofit Food for Climate League says shifting to more plant-rich diets helps limit global warming because producing meat and dairy creates a lot of climate pollution. So her group created a guide to help chefs write mouth-watering descriptions of their vegan and vegetarian entrees. She says it's important to focus on ingredients and highlight the spices, sauces, and cooking methods that make each dish special.
How do you really lift up the things that are most likely to get people craving that dish?
The same principle applies when cooking for friends and family. By emphasizing what makes a meal delicious instead of what's not on the plate, you can help get people hungry for food that's good for the climate. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide at cjsf.ca. As you know, we have been acknowledging International Women's Month each week. Today, we're going to be hearing a different presentation from an organization that represents one of the goals that's been expressed in the national, the provincial, and city levels, which is support of women's organizations, support of organizations that are increasing.
Hello, good morning. Just a very brief interruption before Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. For today, and the right episode actually gets into your ears, so just give me 1 second.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you.
Good morning, good morning. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here at the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, streaming worldwide. This morning, you're going to hear about something amazing you can do in the midst of the big, noisy national celebration of Canada's Day, July 1st, and America's July 4th birthday. My guest today, you've heard once before, today she has something new. She is a music-certified therapeutic music practitioner, Johnny Proby, all the way from the ATL, Atlanta. Johnny, I'd like for you to tell us about this power of celebrating your birthday phenomenon and how your 20-year journey has led to the release of this fantastic birthday blessings. I'm getting choked up. Excited to tell people about it. Birthday Blessings lyrics video.
Well, first of all, let me say thank you for having me. It is exciting to be with you again, and to your beautiful audience, I send my love. So during this holiday celebration, as we are preparing for Independence Day here in the U.S., July 4th, and for you, I guess it's July 1st?
Canada Day, yes.
Canada Day? Fantastic. Well, the speaking of the 20 years that I have been using the gift of my voice, which I thank God for every day, to have the gift to be able to use it in a way to be an upliftment to anyone who hears my music. It is said that intention is a great way to be able to set the dial, for lack of better words, if we think about radio, to set the dial for what you want people to receive. And so I set an intention for the music that I provide. It is always to uplift and inspire and to empower anyone who's listening to Johnny Proby Music.
Uplift and inspire. I like those words.
Yes, absolutely. That is always my intention.
So what are some of the personal indicators a person might have that they need a song like this?
Birthday blessings, I'll start out saying that it is a song. It's a new twist, I say, on birthdays, because one of the ideas behind this song is that I remember one day having a conversation with a lady who said to me, my birthday is today. And I'm like, well, what are you doing to celebrate? She said, oh, it's just another day. I don't celebrate birthdays. And I'm like, no. It can't be just that simple. We are made in the image and likeness of God, the universe. We have that power within us. And as I said, it's empowering. We want to be able to recognize who we already are. And that in itself is a celebration. And so the idea behind birthday blessings is to be joyful about who you are. How do you spread kindness not only to those in your family, loved ones, in your circle, but also to spread love and kindness towards oneself? And the best day to do it is on your birthday.
Now, you know,
go ahead.
I don't know about you, I'm a baby boomer, but one of the things in that era that they would say to us, you know, don't think too much of yourself, or really putting we, just that notion, I think Shakespeare wrote, "Methinketh that thou think too much of yourself." So are you fine? What are some of the indicators that you have that people aren't just all going for that, but they might be open to the idea of celebrating themselves?
I think when people are reminded of who they are, it is an aha moment. And it brings us back to, there's not another Sister C on this planet. There's not another Johnny Proby on this planet, or your listeners individually. There's not another one of us here. So it is up to us to stand in that knowing of who we are and to celebrate. When we embrace each other and one another, that in itself is a celebration. And it could be done in so many different ways when we think about what it takes to bring kindness to oneself. It could be just having a whole day of a spa day for you. That might be a one way to celebrate yourself. It could be spending the day with your kids, family, and loved ones, and how the joy that that brings to you individually when you are around people who you love. It can bring peace, comfort, and joy to you just in that moment, because you're not thinking about stress and anxiety. You are enjoying the moment being around those you love. That is another way of being able to celebrate oneself.
One of the things that I found unexpectedly is writing a poem to yourself. I started to do it when I was healing from an accident at one point. And then I did a workshop called Send Your Heart More Love and Cheer. And people were curious about it. And in this workshop, I start with the acronym, you know, the letters of the name, and have people just think about a good word for each letter, like C, Charlotte, cheerful. And people have a hard time with it. And what I found Each time I've done that workshop is that people are so excited they tell other people, because there is this something that we are less than. We are the ones that are supposed to bring the food, bring the clothes, bring the solutions. Speaking of solutions, some of our listeners might remember 2 years ago when you visited us and it was the COVID time, and you were one of the people, while everyone else was being told you can't come to visit, you were coming to visit people. Can you tell a little about what you found and how something within you helped you to have a protective healing presence and the people you were visiting, among the people you visited?
Oh, thank you so much for that question. COVID was an experience for all of us, and we had to figure out what our new normal felt like. And as an inspirational vocalist, as a therapeutic music practitioner, my work at the time was, before COVID, was going to a physical location, a senior living center, a hospital, or hospice care, to provide music to patients at bedside. And the intention behind that type of work is to bring comfort to the moment, in the moment, creating an atmosphere for the patient based on their condition. And the music itself brings the healing, can be of healing to the patient. And sometimes we have experience where patients may not need their medication at the time because the music has brought that calming and soothing space for them, so that way they could be able to be at peace, less stress and anxiety. And it's also, we found that it was very beneficial, not only for the patients, their family members who were visiting felt relaxed as well, and as well as the nurses and practitioners who were just the earshot away from hearing the music. And so through the community of Music for Healing and Transition, we have musicians all around the world that is actually providing music at bedside. And so that is one of the things that I enjoyed doing and learning through COVID, because who would have thought that you could just dial up a Zoom and be able to provide music to someone in a whole nother state, a whole nother country. And that was one of the blessings, I would say, that we did get from COVID, was being able to not have to physically get in our cars and drive to the location, but to dial up a Zoom call and be able to provide music right at bedside. And believe it or not, to your listeners, the music still made a difference. People were still able to feel the vibrations of that music, because the intention behind the music creates the atmosphere that creates the calming and the healing to our central nervous systems and our lungs and all of our organs that need to be nourished. And music is that type of healing phenomena that can help us in the moment to stay healthy.
Now, a thing, you know, we've heard how many people have left healthcare during COVID because they were either so burnt out or just not feeling needed. But you created Life Is Now, a Life Is Now album, and sort of went from a springboard of a low part in people's lives to a higher level. Could you share a little bit about the Life Is Now?
Yes, the Life Is Now CD has 10 songs on it. It is a collection of songs to uplift and inspire, as I said earlier. And some of the songs, there's a song titled Born Free, which some may remember, that I think that the song was a part of a movie years back. But there are songs on this collection that really speaks to the heart. And I say that because even the title of the CD itself is Life Is Now. It's not tomorrow and it's not yesterday. The intention behind this song and the music that was selected, I covered Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come, and some other songs on that album. But the intention behind that CD is to remind us that we live in the right now moment. And if we can focus on right now, the more we do, the less stress that we do have, because all we have is right now. And so if we think about, like you and I sitting here, you know, chatting without worrying about what's for dinner later on and those things we can take care of you know, once we finish this beautiful conversation. But if we are in this moment, we're enjoying one another and what this conversation can bring to both of us. So that's what the Life Is Now CD is about. And there was one song in particular on the Life Is Now CD titled We, and that song was made into a music video for frontline care workers during COVID. And it was the intention behind that video was to be able to remind us that we have caregivers that are out here that, as you said, burnt out, giving their absolute all, sacrificing not only their own lives to care for those who were coming in and really needing to be cared for during COVID, but they were also sacrificing, you know, the lives of their families because many of them couldn't even go back home. Some of them had to, you know, stay at work and work full time, work around the clock. They were afraid to bring the dis-ease home to their family. So there was so much that they had to deal with and contend with during COVID. And I wanted to make that song as a dedication to them, just to, for them to be reminded that they needed, that we needed to lift them up and encourage them to stand and to, you know, be okay, to let them know that they would be okay because we would be here to support them. And I'm so happy that I was led to do that during COVID time. And even today, it's a lasting effect. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, what I like about what you're sharing is that even in celebrating, one of the ways people celebrate their birthday sometimes is to give a surprise gift to someone else. I think that your gift of not only sharing your voice, but reaching for that thing in people that say, oh, maybe there's something I could do. I like that you have a mission for your media, for your new project. And, you know, people who listen to the show, there are three things I often ask people about. There are three P's and two C's, their purpose, their project, and their passion, why they're passionate about it. But do you mind sharing the mission from your, is it on the cover or within your promotional materials about the new song?
Yeah, I don't mind sharing that at all. So our intention behind this Life Is Now project is to create love, more love and kindness in the world is how we say it. And I would like to say, if you had a chance to, if you get a chance to see the video, the lyric video for Life Is Now, I'm grateful for that particular opportunity. But when we think about life, the birthday blessing song, we always say that it's an intention for creating more kindness in the world. And how do we do that? Creating kindness for loved ones as well as ourselves. And that could be something that could be done, as I said earlier, through self-care. And if, when I think of self-care, I think of, so if I'm going to spend time giving someone a gift, and I know that self-care is something that could be an upliftment to them, so what would that look like? And if on their birthdays, I would give them that gift, and I could also give that same gift to myself. And as I said,
that's an idea. Yeah. Duplicate what you give somebody else.
Absolutely.
I think our orientation past the teen years, but as we become involved in a business or involved in parenting, a lot of times we get all excited about, like the people who stood in line for the cabbage patch ball or the people who fought in the aisles about other toys that have come out, they get more concerned about somebody else and thinking, how delightful it would be to give themselves the same gift or to do something where maybe you take another person out to just enjoy the fresh air. You've talked about elements of nature. We have another group that comes on, Eco Wisdom Group, and talks about 20 minutes of walking in nature can have as much of an improvement on your heart as some of the medications people take. So I think that you've mentioned that and made the point, everything doesn't have to be something that's costly, that just taking that person on a surprise walk or to a place that they've never seen. In each of our cities, there are places that people have never seen. So I think finding out how to get there, if it's taking a You have boat rides in Atlanta. We have the ocean with boat rides. There's a music festival going on, a jazz festival. And among the things that are $30 or $40, the musicians have given two concerts at no charge to people at a place called Granville Island. That's happening this weekend. Loving other people, loving yourself. If you don't have anybody to go, you know, before we had this conversation, I was thinking, oh, I don't have anybody to go with. And I looked in the paper, looked for the directions to Granville Island, and I'm going to go by myself and enjoy myself, because I think we've talked about your own company, that when you this practice, is it meditation? What are some things that you do that help bring people into the value of enjoying your own company?
Well, meditation could definitely be one. Taking a nice walk in nature is another one. And that is one that's so powerful, because when we are surrounded around nature, again, it brings down our stress level. We're not thinking about maybe so much of what's for yesterday, what happened yesterday, or what's going to happen tomorrow. It brings us into that moment, because a bird could just have, you know, flown right by, a butterfly, and you're in the moment thinking, oh my God, how beautiful. You
right.
see a beautiful flower, and then you're thinking, oh my God, look at the colors, look at, you know, and you're just all in nature and just really responding to the beauty that's just around you. And it's just you and nature. And so that's another wonderful way. Listening to music is a powerful way of being able to just be with oneself. Now, just think about if you were listening to, and hopefully you'll get a chance to play the birthday song, but just think about a song that brings you joy, and you hear the song and you begin to start dance, you know, tapping your feet when the music starts, and then next thing you know, you're plucking your fingers, and before you know it, you're standing up and you're dancing and your hands are moving. That's you celebrating you in that moment. Just
yes,
a wonderful
that
way.
You know, yes. What? In this moment, I think I'm going to remind our listeners that you are listening to the Saluau Show. My guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. Our guest this morning is Johnny Proby. We are going to be talking more about self-love, and we're going to hear that song.
Like to we wish you birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
We wish you birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
We wish you birthday blessings to you. May your spirit soar to new heights, embracing life's journey with courage, hope, and endless delights. We wish you birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
We wish you birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
We wish you birthday blessings. For you are a gift, wonderfully made, imbued with the essence of magnificence that never fades. Abundant health, wealth, happiness too, a rich long life, all worthy of birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
Birthday blessings.
We wish you birthday blessings.
Attention, women in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit squis.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to our discussion and its celebration this morning of birthday blessings. We have the creator of that song as our guest, and the song talks a lot about transitions. Can you tell us more about some of the transitions happening in the song, Birthday Blessings lyrics?
Absolutely. Now, the first thing that I would love to share with you is when you hear the bridge of the song, it talks about, "For you are a gift wonderfully made." Think about that. As I said earlier, there's not another you here on this planet or anywhere else that we would know of. So that in itself is a blessing, because recognizing the presence of who you are and the gift that you are to the world, there is something that you can do, or that you do, that you can do better than anyone else. You bring that gift. And if we were just saying we were all together right now celebrating, maybe just out, and you walked in with your beautiful